Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. It seems like every single day this week, something major is happening with the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get to that momentarily. My name is Carrington Harrison, Brandon Kylie, BK on the ones and twos. To my right, it is the sports machine, Sean Levine. How you doing today, man?
You put that little mini hoop on the back of our office door. You've got some serious skills. You went, what, 9 for 10 bank shots across the cubicle? I mean, the hell was that?
They call me C-Dot Fundamental. That's what they call me out on the streets. That was okay. My playground nickname. Before we start talking about child abuse and investigations, let's go ahead and give you guys a chance to win a pair of Royals tickets. Let's put positive energy out into the atmosphere. 913-576-7610. Caller number 6 right now, you win a pair of Royals tickets. All you got to do is be caller number 6. We'll also still give you a chance to win Avengers in-game tickets. You know that release. You know the opening day is tomorrow for it, so if you still want to win tickets to see Avengers Endgame, you can do that in the hits coming up at 5 o'clock. All you got to do is listen to the show. But right now, call number 6, 913-576-7610. You win a pair of Royals tickets. So we have to start with Tyreek Hill. Let's start with this. If you missed it, if you didn't hear it, here is the opening statement from the Johnson County District Attorney. This pretty much, in his 50 seconds, sums up just about everything you need to know about what's happening with Tyreek Hill.
This office has reviewed all the evidence compiled by these agencies and has declined to file charges against Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal. We are deeply troubled by this situation and are concerned about the health and welfare of the child in question. We believe that a crime has occurred. However, the evidence in this case does not conclusively establish who committed this crime. Criminal cases must be proven beyond a reasonable doubt by admissible evidence, not speculation, rumors, or hearsay. Despite this decision, there will be a continued involvement by state officials to ensure the safety of the child. Those actions are separate and apart from our decision on criminal charges. Because of the ongoing child protection investigation, we are unable to discuss the facts of this case with you.
So this is where we'll start today.
Dude looked just like Scott Pioli, by the way.
He looked exactly like
Scott. A little bit more hair, but a lot like Scott Pioli.
Bill Pioli is what I was calling him. I just want to start with this, and we'll get into the Tyreek Hill, and we have an actual attorney coming on with us coming up in 10 minutes. We can have the legal conversation. I talk about sports for a living. I'm not a social worker. I'm not a psychiatrist. We talk about sports for a living. So some aspects of the conversation I openly feel uncomfortable with because it is speculation, as you alluded to. It's rumor, it's hearsay, it's speculation. There are still, even after the, 28-minute press conference, we agree there are still a lot of things and details about the Tyreek Hill situation that we do not know.
I'd say just as many questions as answers before today.
I will say, though, as someone who talks about sports, and I would say ultimately, you come to us for what does this mean about your team? I think it definitively now means two things. I would say, number one, I think that Tyreek Hill is going to be on the team in 2019-2020. I do not think, based on the information that we received today from the Johnson County District Attorney, that he is going to be released from the team. Now, it's possible that something happens, but this was the criminal aspect of it. You still got to go through the family court side. But based on the 28-minute press conference, based on no charges being filed, based on we don't know who did what, when, or what happened, I feel very confident in saying that Tyreek Hill is going to be on the team in 2019 and 2020. I would say on the flip side, I don't know how, if you follow the NFL, you can think that if we want to do the say it out loud test, the Johnson County District Attorney said that there is a chance that an NFL player harmed a child. I don't know how you can hear that and think that that player is going to play a full 16 games. So the suspension is going to be anywhere from 2 to 6 games. I could very easily make an argument that it's only 2 games because no charges filed. We don't know who did what, when, all of that kind of stuff. I can easily make a 6-game argument based on Ezekiel Elliott and past cases. But those are the two things I feel most comfortable discussing. I do not think a suspension comes down from the Chiefs, and I feel very confident that he's going to be on the team. But he also, there's no way, based on what we know about Roger Goodell in the NFL, that Tyreek Hill is going to play all 16 games this season. That now, any doubt that you maybe had, I would say that is 100% fact. He is going to be suspended by the league.
Well, the DA was flat out asked if he spoke with the NFL or if the NFL has contacted him, and he said he's had no contact with the NFL. I believe, like you do, that at some point Tyreek Hill is going to get suspended. But see, that how is the NFL going to determine whether it's 2 or 4 or 6 based on the information that they have right now? And what the DA said about an hour and change ago was that this is over, at least the criminal side of this. CPS is still looking at it, but the criminal side of the Tyreek Hill case is over with. If this is all the information that the NFL has, how are they going to determine whether it's 2 or 4 or 6? They don't know if somebody grabbed a kid's wrist a little bit hard or smacked a kid around till he was black and blue. That's the difference between a 2-game, a 6-game, a 10-game, or kicking the guy off the team. How's the NFL going to determine how many games they give Tyreek?
I think that is an excellent question, but I think we have seen time and time again that when it comes to the NFL, there's no rhyme or reason. It is completely arbitrary of what happens. They did not need concrete evidence on Tom Brady, and I think aside from the obvious, I think it was kind of clear that Brady, at least, he didn't give the word for the deflation of the footballs, and Brady still got 4 games. Ezekiel Elliott almost went to the Supreme Court to fight his, and they eventually gave him 6 games. So I agree with you on the surface.
But we're talking about a kid, so much less information comes out, and the lack of information means the NFL isn't going to know what to do with this case, right?
Yeah, I agree, but I'm saying is, I think it could be a wide range of it. I'm with you. I don't think they know. There's no precedent of what happens. I don't think it's going to be as extreme as what happened with Adrian Peterson, who eventually pled guilty, who almost essentially missed a year for what happened. But I'm just sitting here looking at the NFL. At this point, if you are denying that he's going to be suspended, you are being a Chiefs homer. There's literally no other way to look at it. We can go through countless other examples of the NFL, but I just don't know how, if you follow the NFL, if you really follow the league, how you can think that a district attorney today said that he thinks there is a chance that an NFL player harmed a child. They're going to play that today on SportsCenter at 5 o'clock. They're going to debate it tomorrow on First Take. It's going to make the rounds. I wouldn't be shocked if they talk about it on Good Morning America. I just don't know how you see that and then don't think that that falls under conduct detrimental to the league.
Good thing he's good at football.
Tyreek Hill is going to be suspended.
Damn it. Good thing he's as good at football as he is, because he's a bad apple. And I can say that definitively after today. I mean, we literally heard the DA at Johnson County say that he believes something happened to a child in that home. He wasn't that specific saying that it happened in the home, but he did say this, that there were 3 people in the home. One of them was a child, the child not old enough to speak up or say what happened to themselves. So at minimum, Tyreek Hill either physically did something or is standing up for his fiance, which I guess I can see both sides of that. I can see, you know, you don't want to be a snitch. You don't want to turn in the one that you love, but you also know that somebody did something very serious. So at minimum, Tyreek Hill is defending somebody. That definitely tells me that there are major, not just minor, not just character issues coming out of college, but still huge character issues going on with Tyreek Hill.
I don't want to call Tyreek Hill a bad apple.
Even after today. What you just heard.
I just don't know. I mean, you just seem way more definitive. I honestly
The DA told me that something happened with a child and that there were a couple of people involved and that he doesn't know exactly who it was. The DA seemed pissed off. The DA seemed incredibly frustrated that he wishes with every fiber in his being that he could have convicted or at least brought a case against Tyreek Hill or somebody else involving this case. Is that not the vibe that you got?
Yeah, that is what happened. But I'm saying is, I just don't know if it was Tyreek Hill. I don't know if it was Beyonce. I just personally don't know. If you want to call him a bad apple, I certainly can't control what anyone else is doing. I'm just not at that point.
It's just, but he got off probation in 2018. So if you want to say maybe it's Beyonce, maybe it is.
I'm just not factoring that into this conversation, though. I'm not factoring it into that conversation.
It matters. His past matters. If his past didn't matter, then it wouldn't be as big of a story as it is right now. That absolutely matters. It comes up.
I just look at this, and maybe this is where we have some similar agreement when it comes to this. I do think, though, we throw out the term character issues all the time when it comes to player. We throw out character issue all the time when it comes to a player, when it comes to the NFL draft. And sometimes, and I think we can be honest, if we want to have an adult conversation, the Chiefs took advantage of Tyreek Hill's quote-unquote character issue. Tyreek Hill probably should have been a first-round pick, at worst should have been a second-round pick, but because of the things that happened while he was in college, the Chiefs were able to sign Tyreek Hill to a 4-year, $2 million contract because of the things that happened. And if you are a team in that situation, you pray and hope that days like today never happen, that at some point it happens. If you get Randy Gregory, who had marijuana issues when he was in college, and you're the Cowboys and you bank on that you can fix him, Randy Gregory, as we know, had multiple issues with marijuana. You pick up somebody like Josh Gordon, hoping that his demons never come back, and they come back. You draft somebody like Tyreek Hill, And every day you hope and pray that he is never back in the news. You hope that there's never a story that came out today. This is the gift and the curse. They've got the gift of Tyreek Hill. They drafted a player in the fifth round who has been one of the five best receivers in the NFL when he's transitioned to being a number one wide receiver. Today was the curse. You drafted a player who had questionable character and had a questionable background, and that came up today as, again, there was a press conference in which a district attorney said there is a chance that he harmed a child. This was one of the worst-case scenarios that you could have envisioned whenever you drafted him.
He went further than that. The DA actually said that he believes that a child was hurt. So that tells me that there was an adult that hurt the child, and there were only two adults in the house. And maybe I'm reading between the tea leaves, and maybe I'm just a cynic here, and I understand the people that go, well, maybe it was the fiance. You know, maybe it was the guy that just got off probation in 2018. Usually where there's smoke, there's fire. So for me to feel guilty because I think that it probably was Tyreek Hill, no. He's put himself in this situation, right? You've heard about the boy that cried wolf. That's not what's going on here. Tyreek Hill has a past. He has a history. So for those people like me that are going, you know what? The DA is frustrated. He thinks that somebody did something. Therefore, I think that it was probably Tyreek Hill. I don't feel bad saying that. No, I don't know that it was. The DA doesn't know. If he did know, he'd have charges against him today. But if you made me bet my life on it, I think it was Tyreek Hill. I think Tyreek Hill had something to do with it.
Yeah, and you're certainly entitled to your opinion. I'm not saying you should feel in one way or another. I'm just simply saying I don't know. I was not there. And the fact that they couldn't definitively say just leads me like, I have no shame in saying I don't know what happened in this context. I'm talking about it purely from a football standpoint. I feel pretty confident in two things, that a suspension is not going to come from the Kansas City Chiefs and he's going to be on the team, and that he is 100% being suspended by the league. Coming up in a little bit, we welcome back onto the show Ellen Mathis, who is an attorney locally, to tell us the legalese of what happened today with Tyreek Hill. Ellen Mathis, up next is The Drive.
The Drive, 610 Sports Radio.
So right now we are joined by Ellen Mathis. She writes for Arrowhead Attic. She has more qualifications. She's an actual attorney. I'm a part-time attorney. I'm a public defender on Law and Order. But you actually, like, went to school and class and actually took the bar and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I actually took three bars, so I'm pretty qualified, I think.
I've been to three bars this week.
So we're happy to have Ellen Mathis on. If you got a question, text line 69306 that you actually want to ask someone who could actually answer your question, we'll do that here. Let me start with this because this was my big thing. They would not have a press conference if this had happened to me. Why the show of having a press conference instead of just having a press release? Why go through the whole show and dance of, hey, today we're having a press conference and then we'll take questions? Why do they do that today?
They did it today because Tyreek Hill is a superstar. Everybody wants to know what's going on. Information's not being released. So the easiest way to explain what's going on is to call a press conference. This is one of the bigger legal cases in Kansas City because it involves a Chiefs player who happens to be one of the best Chiefs players. So they're going to call a press conference for that reason. That's really what it boils down to.
Okay, what was your take on what happened today? Just someone with a legal background who has been in these kind of cases, what's your take on what happened?
So clearly there just wasn't enough evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt, which is the standard in a criminal case, to show that Tyreek or Crystal did something to their son. The DA is clearly upset because a child was injured, and I think we need to keep remembering that a child was injured. And so he presented that, you know, we can't prove beyond a reasonable doubt, which means a jury's not going to convict either one of them with the evidence that they have. They've conducted a thorough investigation. I actually think they probably went even further than what they would normally do because this was such a high profile case. And there just wasn't enough evidence there. So no criminal charges are going to be filed. There still is, of course, the ongoing family court case, which is a child in need of care case, where Tyreek and his fiance will work with Child Protective Services, social services, the court, and work to rehabilitate and reunite their family.
Did anything you hear or not hear surprise you today?
I was surprised that he said that a crime had been committed. That's a pretty blunt statement from the DA. And I think it showed how upset he was that he couldn't press charges because a child is hurt. And that is the core of the matter. I mean, you have a child that's injured. This is terrible.
Text line 69306, I think it's a really good question. It was what I was going to ask you. From this information, is it safe to assume that one of the parents hurt the child and the other parent is helping cover it up? Maybe not cover it up, but this sounds, I don't know. It sounds like the he said, she said, or Tyreek and his girlfriend, fiance story, they are not the same, so it is impossible to find out definitively what happened. Is that accurate, true? How close to being accurate is that?
Is that how it works? If spouses won't say anything against the other one, it just kind of gets thrown out?
Not necessarily. You could still bring charges. You can always bring charges. And they're not married. So they can always testify against each other. It could be that their stories are actually the same, that they say, we don't know what happened. And they're saying the same thing. You can't bring charges because they're saying they don't know what happened. What was the question again?
I was just curious because the question was, based on the information, could it be, or from this information, is it safe to assume that one of the parents hurt the child and the other parent is helping cover it up? So in this, maybe what they're asking is it possible that the fiance actually hurt the child? Tyreek knows that the fiance hurt the child. Tyreek doesn't want her to go to jail or be charged, so he's just not cooperating with the police.
It's certainly possible. Again, because this is a case involving a minor child, they're just not going to put out a lot of information. So you're not going to know who was in the house, although I think it's pretty safe to assume it was Crystal and Tyreek. But we don't know who was the actual person who injured the child. We don't know if one's covering it up. We just don't know, and we probably will never know because it is a minor child case.
If they think a crime was committed due to one of the two adults in there, why not charge both of them?
Because, again, in a criminal court, you have a Fifth Amendment right against incriminating yourself, and you can't be forced to testify. So if they charged them, they could corroborate each other's stories saying they don't know what happened. And then you have reasonable doubt.
That being said, are we still on the same page that he's going to get suspended for some period of time from the NFL?
Yeah, I would agree. I do think he's going to get suspended. We talked about Ezekiel Elliott as a great example. I think we're looking at a loss of Tyreek Hill for some time this season.
Isn't this a little bit different, though, because we don't have all the information. The NFL doesn't have all the information. So how is the NFL going to tell us it's a 2-game, 4-game, 8-game entire season if they don't know exactly what happened?
I mean, it's the NFL. They're just going to do what they want. And, I mean, this is a situation where a child was hurt. They're going to want to essentially punish, even if there's not enough quote unquote evidence to support what they're going to do. The NFL is going to make a statement.
That's maybe the thing on the text line that I won't say it's surprising because I understand it, that maybe people don't get. We're not talking about the court of law here. We're talking about a private company in the NFL. This happens all the time. This is just the first time that it could potentially happen to someone on the Chiefs, but guys get suspended without being charged criminally literally every season in the NFL. This just would appear that it's going to be the first time that happens to a member of the Chiefs.
Right. And yeah, I mean, I completely agree. They don't have to have, you know, a beyond a reasonable doubt standard for the NFL to suspend a player. So, you know, I think Tyreek is definitely looking at some sort of suspension.
What happens now in the family court case now that the criminal aspect has been concluded or wrapped up?
It's just going to keep on going. They're going to keep going through with what the court has asked of them, which, you know, is maybe substance abuse, counseling, family counseling, anger management, whatever the court deems appropriate in order to rehabilitate the parents. They're going to be going through that. There will be family team meetings, visitation, if we think that the child is still not in the home, which I would assume he's not. And then eventually they're going to get to a point where Tyreek and Crystal can regain physical custody of their son and bring him back into the home. And eventually then the court will remove themselves from watching over the family.
Is there anything that we're missing here? I don't want to leave any stone unturned. Is there anything that we haven't covered so far? Just I want to give people the best case information that's possibly out there because I don't know. You know, you do this for a living.
You know, I think the biggest thing that we have to remember is that there's a child involved here and the child was injured. We don't know the circumstances of how the child was injured, but regardless, this is a kid. No child should have to live in fear. No child should have to be afraid to be at home. And so that's a real concern, regardless of whether or not you think Tyreek did it. There's a child here. So just remembering that is at the heart of this matter. I think is really important.
That is Ellen Mathis. She is an attorney. She also writes for Arrowhead Addict. She has been our Tyreek Hill correspondent throughout this situation. Thanks a lot for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll keep talking about the Tyreek Hill situation. Therese thinks that the Chiefs can pay everybody even after giving Frank Clark $100 million. Can that include Tyreek Hill? We'll talk about it coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
Back in on The Drive, coming up at 5 o'clock, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to Avengers Endgame. Talking about the breaking news, the top story today in Kansas City. If you missed it, here's what the Johnson County District Attorney had to say about Tyreek Hill.
This office has reviewed all the evidence compiled by these agencies and has declined to file charges against Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal. We are deeply troubled by this situation and are concerned about the health and welfare of the child in question. We believe that a crime has occurred. However, the evidence in this case does not conclusively establish who committed this crime. Criminal cases must be proven beyond a reasonable doubt by admissible evidence, not speculation, rumors, or hearsay. Despite this decision, there will be a continued involvement by state officials to ensure the safety of the child. Those actions are separate and apart from our decision on criminal charges. Because of the ongoing child protection investigation, we are unable to discuss the facts of this case with you.
So that is the Johnson County District Attorney. There is a very possible chance that I'm wrong. It doesn't happen very often. Pat myself on the back, but it happens sometimes.
Be the first time ever, huh?
I am simply going off the past and history of what we've seen, how Goodell deals with off-the-field incidents to come to my conclusion. I keep saying, I don't know what happened in the home with Tyreek Hill and his fiance and the kid. Absolutely no clue what happened.
Either does the DA. We just found that a couple hours ago.
I think we know that something happened, but I don't know. Tyreek Hill could be completely innocent and his fiance did it. Tyreek Hill could have been the one that did it and his fiance is covering for him. Maybe neither one of them did it and the kid hurt himself and it looks like something went bad. I have absolutely no clue. I'm simply going off of today we heard a district attorney say that he thinks there is a chance that an NFL player harmed a child. That fits under the umbrella of conduct detrimental to the league. And someone asked a good question. Could Tyreek Hill block a possible suspension? Absolutely. That's what Brady tried to do. That's what Ezekiel Elliott tried to do. Brady didn't get charged with anything. They don't know if Brady was the one that said, hey, deflate the footballs. He got suspended for 4 games. He tried to fight it. He fought it for a year and eventually had to eat the suspension. Ezekiel Elliott fought it and fought it and fought it. You guys remember, we would think he was going to be suspended. Then he would play. This happened for half a season. He eventually had to eat the 6 games. So the same thing could happen to Tyreek Hill.
Well, he's not going to fight it. The same thing's not going to happen. I don't think he's going to fight it because we had more information about those other cases. We didn't have a ton of information with Jameis. We didn't have a ton of information with Ezekiel Elliott.
He's absolutely going to fight it.
We have no information. I don't think so. I think the suspension's going to come down, whether it's 2, 4, or 6. He's going to accept it. Then he's going to come back to the team. Then they're going to franchise tag him. Then they're going to say in the future, we can't pay you 5 years, $100 million upwards of Julio Jones, Odell Beckham type money with this type of baggage. I think that's where this is headed.
I strongly disagree with you there. I wouldn't. If I'm him, I fight it. Let's say that tomorrow. Let's say
if you fight it, the details are going to come out.
Based on what, though? Based on what evidence, though?
The details likely can't come out. Legally, it's very unlikely that the details will be allowed to come out in this case because a minor is involved.
Then how do you fight it?
So I'm saying is, so let's say tomorrow. Let's say tomorrow you get a 4-game suspension from the NFL. I wasn't charged with anything. How can you suspend me if I haven't been charged with anything?
Conduct detrimental to the league, and he's made the league look bad. Agreed. And he's made the league look bad even if he didn't physically abuse the kid, even if he was in the house and the fiance did something.
I don't disagree with you.
That's conduct detrimental to the league. I didn't say it very well, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, but why would you not file the appeal and then try to get your 2-game suspension down to 1 game or then try to get your 4-game suspension down to a 3-game suspension? You absolutely file the appeal to try to get your suspension lessened.
That's when the dirty laundry gets aired. And I don't think you do that. I think that Tyreek Hill at this point.
I don't know what dirty laundry they
get. There is some.
If they had it, I think he would be charged.
The only reason that we don't know exactly what the dirty laundry is because there's a child involved. The DA pointed that out like 10 times. He was asked 100 questions.
Pointed out, though, that he's not giving any of this information to the NFL. So
So how is the NFL going to know how long to suspend him? How are they going to know if it's 2 games, 4 games, or an entire season?
Because they're the NFL, and this is what they do.
And they're judge, jury, and executioner, huh? And they just tell us, all right,
following the NFL?
What's going on, man?
I'm just saying, how are they going to know exactly whether it's Jameis Winston-type suspension, whether it's Ben Roethlisberger-type suspension, whether it's...
They decide based on the wheel that they spin, and they say, 2, 4, 6, let's see, spin the wheel. We got 6 this time, whammy. Like, this is what the league does.
So it's Wheel of Fortune is what you're telling me.
This literally happens every season in the NFL. Every season.
How'd they decide what to suspend Tom Brady for? I don't know. They just...
I feel like every one of these cases individually had more information on it, and none of them had a child involved except for Adrian Peterson, and even that one had more information involving it.
Yeah, and you eventually try to appeal it, and you try to get your – I would say I'll add that then to another thing. He is absolutely going to fight it on the appeal and then try to get it knocked down. Why would you not try to get it knocked down from the thing? So Therese on Twitter tweeted out that he thought that the trade for Frank Clark – does not have any impact on Kansas City's ability to sign Jones, Hill, or Fuller. The last part I think is interesting. I don't disagree with the or part. I disagree with an and part. I don't think that the Frank Clark contract stops their ability to sign one of these three players. They can do that. They could go sign Tyreek Hill tomorrow if they wanted to.
I doubt it. Not at this point.
Yeah, but I mean, they could go sign Chris Jones if they wanted to. They could go sign Kendall Fuller. That never was the conversation. The conversation was, and can they sign Patrick Mahomes, Chris Jones, and Tyreek Hill, not just or. So I would like to talk to Therese and get a little bit more clarity on that part because I never disagree with it. This would be my question. And Chiefs fans, I mean this honestly. Would you pay Tyreek Hill if you were the billionaire owner and the agent of Tyreek Hill came to you and said, we want you to give Tyreek Hill $65 million guaranteed because that's what I think it will cost. If I look at what Odell Beckham got, that's what I think it will cost if you're going to pay Tyreek Hill his actual market NFL value. Based on what happened when he entered the NFL, based on another investigation happening, literally the offseason in which you were about to pay him, would you give that person $65 million guaranteed? Because my answer is no. I would never feel confident if I was the one doing it that this wouldn't come back to bite me in my ass.
Didn't they kind of do that just yesterday when signing Frank Clark, a guy with some issues in his past, and they gave him that type of money? What am I missing here? Isn't that kind of what they did? I understand it's a completely different scenario than Tyreek Hill. And real quick to answer your question.
That changes.
I would not pay him. I would not give him that long-term money. More so because you basically have him if you want him for the next 2 years. Now, we'll see how long, if at all, he gets suspended. You guys seem like it's absolute that he's going to get suspended. I tend to agree with you. I don't know what the number's going to be, but I think he'll be on the team next year. Then I think they'll franchise tag him, knowing that he is one of the top, let's call it, three best players at his position in the league. Not because he's getting old and slowing down or anything like that, just because he does have a troubled past. So I think that we're talking about 2 more years of Tyreek Hill in the Chiefs uniform. He plays this one out, they franchise tag him, and then they say, sorry, man, just because of your past and the money that you're asking. And at that point, there won't be quite as much tread on the tires. They're going to let Tyreek Hill walk 2 years from now.
Would you give Tyreek Hill $16 million if you were the person that were paying him?
Yes. You talking about just franchise tagging? Just
the franchise tag.
I feel confident franchise tagging Tyreek Hill 2 years from now. If we're just talking about from a football perspective, and will the Chiefs do it? Hell yeah, the Chiefs will do it. They just signed Frank Clark yesterday, a guy that has a troubled past, to the biggest offseason defensive contract of any team. So will the Chiefs? The question is, will I do it? I don't know. Will the Chiefs do it? Yes, I think they will.
We'll see what happens. I don't know. A lot can happen between now and then.
I don't know that the Chiefs know their own moral compass at this point with the video came out, but they're telling us that's not why they ended up cutting Kareem Hunt. It was because he lied to him. Then this came out with Tyreek Hill. We'll see what they get suspended. And they drafted a guy a couple of years ago, Marcus Peters, with a pass. So I don't think they know what their own moral compass is right now talking about the Chiefs.
I'm not even really talking about the moral compass. I'm talking about the, I think if you were the owner of a team, there are some sure bets. There's no doubt in my mind whenever they give Patrick Mahomes $200 million, I feel 100% confident that that contract's going to work out from an off-the-field standpoint.
Yeah.
He's going to be a great ambassador. I don't think that Patrick Mahomes is going to get in any trouble. Travis Kelce. Tomorrow, if they announced a contract extension for Travis Kelce, I don't have any concern about what's going to happen with Travis Kelce. I think a lot of the stuff that happened is out. Or is behind him. I think that you give Travis Kelce money, I'd have no problem in it working. I think there's some worry and some hesitancy to give Frank Clark that money. It could blow up in the Chiefs' face. They just gave him $63 million. Frank Clark could absolutely get in trouble over the next 3 years, and it will blow up in the Chiefs' face. If Frank Clark has one misstep as a member of the Kansas City Chiefs, I think the Chiefs should probably cut him. Just based on they took a risk, they took a gamble, he gets in another situation, you gave him all that money, they probably got to end up doing it. I'm talking about it purely from the Chiefs' standpoint. You took a chance on a player when he was in college, when a lot of NFL teams didn't even have him on the board. He has been, at least what we know, the model citizen. The offseason in which you were going to start having contract negotiations, make him the highest paid wide receiver in the history of the NFL, he has another incident. What is there to ever say that you don't have the same situation in 2 years or in 3 years after you give him the money? I just don't know how, if you're the one that signs the checks and then you got to go to bed feeling good about your investments, I don't know how you can invest a significant amount of money into Tyreek Hill. I would let eventually Tyreek Hill be somebody else's problem, because even if at the end of this you don't franchise tag him or you franchise tag him with the intention of trading him, if we're talking about from a football standpoint, he has been an overwhelming win for the Kansas City Chiefs. They signed him to a four-year, $2 million contract. So if you get 4 years, $2 million out of what you've got from Tyreek Hill, you then trade him for a first-round draft pick. You never have to deal with the headache. You never have to deal with the money. And then you draft a wide receiver next year in the first round. That's not a bad situation for the Chiefs.
Well, no, if we're just talking about the football side of it, it's a no-brainer. We're talking about a guy that had 13 sacks, 9 sacks the season before that, 10 the year before that. He's 25 years old. He's in his prime. He's hungry. Absolutely, from the football perspective, it makes all the sense in the world. You know what else does? Signing Tyreek Hill 5 years, $20 million, because 3 years from now, 4 years from now, 5 years from now, when he's under contract, he might still be the best wide receiver in the NFL. Not too bad at returning punts if you need him also. So my point is, with the Kansas City Chiefs, by the way, who do you think helps the team more if it is an either-or? Frank Clark, the signing yesterday, or Tyreek Hill? Which of those has more of a direct impact on the team winning the Super Bowl? Because for me, if we're talking about surrounding Pat with a guy like Tyreek Hill for the next 4 or 5 years, or helping Pat by giving him a better defense, I just assume giving him the weapon and Tyreek Hill. If it's either-or, I would rather pay Tyreek Hill than Frank Clark.
I'm starting to think it is a much better option to trade Tyreek Hill and then draft a wide receiver in the first round that you really like.
Really?
In a wide receiver class is just deep next year. Like, if Mahomes is the quarterback that
you think. How soon
are
you talking? After next year? Before they franchise?
I mean, this year you absolutely have to pay him on his rookie contract. But next year, based on everything we have right now and the information, I would not be upset if at the end of the season Tyreek Hill goes out, he balls out, he has a great year. You franchise tag Tyreek Hill, and then you trade him for a first-round draft pick. I won't have any issue
The only reason I would be is because the Chiefs seem to be separating these character issues, kind of making us individually draw our own moral compass, our own moral line. If it's that, and you just as well say, you know what, in my opinion, Tyreek Hill's a really good football player, so I do want to keep him around. In my opinion, Frank Clark's a really good football player, so I want to sign him. I just as well assume Kareem Hunt still be on this damn football team.
Yeah, but we're just past that point at this point. Kareem Hunt's not coming back for the team. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to see Avengers Endgame. All you got to do is listen to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. It's The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.